All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to C.C. Guru and Gauranga. I am Gurave Namaha. Om Paramagurave Namaha. Clean Nityanandaya Namaha. Clean Gauraya Namaha. Sring Advaitaya Namaha. Clean Nityanandaya Namaha. Sring Gadadaraya Namaha. Sring Srivasaya Namaha. Shring Kling Radha Krishna Bhyam Namaha. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Gopijana Vallabhaya Swaha. Om Hring Bhuvaneshraya Namaha. Trinadapi Sunichena Taradiva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama Hare Nama Hare Nama Vakivalam Kalau Nastyeva 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 Gatiranyata Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sri Vasari Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Just as a point of reference for those who may not know, my name is Nirantara Das, and the name of my group is called Bhaktivedanta Yoga Samaj. That means we are linking with Sri Krishna Bhagavan through the teachings of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. That is our reference point. Everyone is admitted, but they have to accept the version of A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Now today here in this home, I have done dozens and dozens of programs over the years, since 1994 to present, so that's 20 years I've been doing programs in this home. So tonight we are doing special because today is Vaman Dwadasi. And it is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam that when one hears or describes about Lord Vaman, that is very, 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 very auspicious. Everybody likes that word, auspicious. So you get blessings for coming. So in between different chanters, I will be speaking about Lord Vamana. I sang a mantra, Chalayasi Vikramane Balimad Bhutta Vamana Padda Nakhanira Janita Janapavana Keshavadrita Vamana Rupa Jaya Jagadishahare. I also sang that last line two different ways because Vamana has also the name Trivikram. Everybody say? And also another name which I didn't chant, Upendra, but I also chanted the name Urukrama. Everybody say. And now, just now, Krishna texted me that another name is Upendra. So, this mantra that I chanted is by Jayadev Goswami, who is famous for his book Gita Govinda, which is all about Krishna attracting Srimati Radharani by playing on his flute. And as the auspicious introduction to that Gita Govinda, that famous song, Dashavatar Stotram, where he lists five different incarnations, but whose incarnations? Keshava. Everybody say. Keshava. And this word Keshava has three different meanings. Keshava, one meaning, God, Krishna has hair, very, very fine, blackish, reddish tinted hair. Another name of Keshava, when Krishna was here 5,000 years ago, he killed the horse demon whose name was Keshi. And Krishna, being very intelligent, knew how to control the horse. You control the horse by its mouth. So Krishna stuck, I'm not sure if it was left or right arm, in the horse's mouth. And the arm began to expand, and it became very, very hot. And Keshi suffocated. Then Krishna whirled him around, and Keshi was dead. Then the third meaning of Keshava, Ka Isha. Brahma is known as Ka, Lord Shiva Isha. But this Keshava Krishna is the controller of both Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva. They may be powerful, powerful beings, but they are subordinate and under the control of Sri Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. So the first word, Chalayasi, yes, the Lord deceives, he tricks, he cheats. As in the case of Mohini Murti, he tricked the demons. When the demons snatched the nectar, Krishna appeared as Mohini Murti, and the demons became so bewildered because Mohini Murti was so too attractive. Especially demons, they are easily captured by sex. So it was not difficult for Mohini Murti to bewilder them. And the demons were fighting amongst themselves. I should get the nectar first. No, not you, me. So they were fighting because they're demons. As we say, no honor amongst thieves. No honor amongst demons. That's not their nature. Demigods and godly people, they know how to share. But not demons. No. They only know me first. Me. So they were arguing, and Mohini Murti appeared and they became bewildered. So they said, she will decide who will drink the nectar first. She said, you want me? I am a prostitute. I am a woman without any master, without any protector. You want me? I said, yes, 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 yes. So she said, okay, but you cannot argue with my decision. But they had become so lusty, they said yes. So Mohini Murti said, now, demons, I'm just going to give a little bit of nectar to the demigods. You're going to get most of it, but let's give them a little bit. And they had already promised. But Mohini Murti Chalayasi, she was deceiving them, tricking them. And she was giving all the nectar to the demigods, none to the demons, until somebody figured it out. Rahu. And he disguised himself to look like a demigod and sat between who? Moon and sun. And Mohini Murti, just to show the effects of the nectar, pretended as if she didn't know. So she gave the nectar to Rahu, and as soon as the nectar touched the lips of Rahu and started to go down his neck, Mohini Murti took out her Sudarshan Chakra, because she's Vishnu. And her consort is Lakshmi, because she's Vishnu in the form of a woman. She cut off the head of Rahu. But because the neck had touched the nectar, the head remained alive and the body died. And they say that that dead body became what? Ketu, right? That's what they tell me in astrology. Ketu. And Rahu attacks the sun and moon, and that is why we have eclipse, according to the Vedic instructions. The scientists have their explanation. Devotees have this explanation. So the idea was, sometimes the Lord cheats, deceives. Same way with Lord Buddha. He did a similar thing. He told the sinful people, don't follow Vedas. Follow me. But he's God. What does it mean to follow the Vedas? It means to follow God. But he had to trick them in that way because they were needlessly slaughtering animals. So Buddha came. There's the ninth prayer by Jayadeva also glorifies Buddha. Nindasi yagya vader ahaha sruti jatam sadaya ridaya darshita pashugatam keshavadrita buddha sharira jaya jagadisha. So he also tricked them. Don't follow the Vedas, follow me. Just become non-violent like that. So this Vamana, everybody say. Vamana. What happened was, Bali Maharaj, by rightful claim as a Kshatriya, he defeated Indra and the demigods. We're going to hear more about that, but I'm just giving quick. So, lawfully, you could say, Bali Maharaj defeated Indra and the demigods. But Indra's mother, Aditi, she wanted the Lord to please save her sons. So the Lord agreed, but the only way the Lord could regain the heavenly planets back to Indra was by this chalayasi, tricking. Because the Lord said to Bali, I want 3 steps of land. But with 2 steps, he covered everything. With 2 steps, that's why Urukram, the great stepper. Yes, forget about your athletes. Vamana Dev, and it says in this song, Padanakanira Janita Janapavana. With that 2nd step, he cut a hole in the universe. And from there came the water of the causal ocean, and it washed the feet of Vaman. And therefore, Bhagavatam says, because the water of the causal ocean bathed the feet of Lord Vaman, Ganga has a pinkish color. And there are 3 different Gangas. Ganga in the heavenly planets, Ganga on earth, and there's also a Ganga in the lower regions. So it says here, Padanakanira Janita Janapavana. You deliver all living beings within this world by the water that washed your lotus feet. Please repeat, O Keshava, O Lord of the universe, O Lord Hari, who have assumed the form of a dwarf Brahmana. Because when he finally appeared and took birth, he changed himself to look like that dwarf Brahmana. It's a display. Please repeat, all glories to you, all glories to you, O wonderful dwarf, by your massive steps, you deceive King Bali. And by the Ganges water that has emanated from the nails of your lotus feet, you deliver all living beings within this world. So every Hindu knows that you take bath in the Ganges, and the dead body, don't you sprinkle the Ganga gel? Or if possible, just at the time of death, you put some Ganga gel on their lips. So we will hear more about this Vamanavatar. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra one time. So where is Joseph?